Let's talk.
Yes, it is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're broadcasting live from our audiovisual studios right here in Itumiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. Welcome to Hard Facts. I am Mary Anacon, and I will be making sure that the next 3 hours will be your most authentic news experience. As usual, we start off with the big stories in the news today, and we've got 3 of those big stories right away. We'll go straight into it. And then, of course, on the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be talking on the glass ceiling about women in business and the harassments that they get to be exposed to and how they deal with it. Oh, I'm not having any guests. It's going to be you and me. And of course, on Balogun Broad today, we're going to be talking about the energy crisis. Have you heard that they've raised the tariff? Yes, of course, they have told us that it's for a certain category of people. But do you fall in that category? This and more on Hard Facts. In the meantime, welcome to the show, because this
is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Millions of listeners trust us on Hard Facts. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marian Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, on the Big Three today, the top stories are here with us. Well, let's start with one that you might be able to understand. Well, this is about diesel. If you use a diesel generator or a diesel car, diesel price has dropped because Dangote is selling at 1,225 naira per litre. And they might start supplying petrol in May. Isn't that good news? Well, let me give you some background there. The pump price of automotive gas oil, popularly called diesel, has dropped from about 1,700 naira per litre, which was sold for a few weeks, you know. Now it's about 1,350 naira per litre in some locations across the country following the sale of the commodity by Dangote Petroleum Refinery. It was gathered on Tuesday that $20 billion worth of refinery started pumping out diesel to domestic markets last Wednesday. It sold a minimum of 1 million litres to each registered oil marketer that got the product from the plant since it commenced diesel sales. So May, Dangote Refinery will start selling petrol. But in the meantime, that's what you have. So maybe that's good news, right? So is this a sign of good things to come? Because, you know, we've heard all kinds of narratives and theories as to when Dangote begins to sell, if it's going to be more expensive, if he's going to be selling it to us in dollars or in naira, and if we're going to be better for it or worse for it. But then, is this a sign of good things to come? Let's go to the other story. The electricity tariff rise by 300%. Well, according to the Daily Trust newspaper, electricity tariff has risen by 300%. We hear that power companies will be allowed to raise electricity prices to 200 naira. That's about 15 cents per kilowatt. From 68 naira for urban consumers this month. This is according to Bloomberg News Agency, and this was reported yesterday. Now, it was learned that these customers represent 15% of the population that the government says consume 40% of the nation's electricity. All right. Bloomberg said Nigeria's plans to almost triple the energy prices within weeks. It quoted people in the presidency with knowledge of the matter, saying that it was in a bid to attract new investment and slash about $2.3 billion spent to cap tariff and subsidies. Every time we talk about this, I always try to take us back to the subsidy part of it, because I'm taking a breath because I want to call figures. Do you not remember where, I think it was 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, if not 3, when we were talking about, you know, the subsidy that government are saying that they have subsidized electricity in how many years, even though we've not had access to constant power supply, and we've constantly been in darkness of sorts. Even though, also, let me make a case for certain people in Lagos who called me yesterday to say, look, we have at least 12 hours light, 18 hours light. We don't know what people are talking about because we don't live in a world where there's darkness. So what is it exactly? Because it's not just in Lagos. I'm talking about the whole of Nigeria. There are places where they hardly have light. And then you just wonder, like, what's going on? But let me take you back to the amount of monies that government told us that they spent in subsidizing our petrol over the years. I always like to bring that into the conversation that we have because it helps me, or it helps us all, to understand how good or how bad, you know, the situation of things are. Okay, so I always like to start with the fact that between January and February this year, they spent about two billion and some fraction on it just to subsidize electricity. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what are they subsidizing for light that we don't have? But here they're also saying, back to the person that was quoted in the presidency, that they are doing what they're doing right now because it was in a bid to attract investment and slash about 2.3 billion naira spent on cap tariffs, that's subsidies. 2.3 billion in subsidy. They're subsidizing electricity. Do you feel like it's being subsidized? Again, don't forget, you're paying a lot more people. The percentage of people who have meters are not compared to the percentage of people who do not have these meters. And so they have estimated bills. And half the time, these people say they're being ripped off because they barely have light. What are they subsidizing? It's the big question. I'm going to come up with that figure for you, but just have this at the back of your mind. I'm going to come up with that information for you in a bit. But let's move away from that. There's been a debacle between the Christian Association of Nigeria, and you've been listening to it on our news bulletins over and over again today. A debacle over the Easter holiday between the FIRS and the Christian Association of Nigeria. And it was just a funny joke, I'm guessing. Someone must have thought that it was really nice to say, well, it's okay, Jesus paid it all, but you know what? You still have to pay your taxes. Which is not necessarily a problem, if you ask me. But maybe it was done in bad taste, being that it was a sensitive time for Christians. And you know how these things don't necessarily sit well with some people. I could have just, you know, glossed over it. But then, yeah. Maybe if it was done some other time, it wouldn't have necessarily gotten the kind of blowback that it did get. But then the Christian Association of Nigeria has protested against the Federal Inland Revenue Service and their recent Easter message bearing Jesus paid your debts, not your taxes, as insensitive and derogatory. Now, this was contained in a statement on Tuesday by the Christian Association of Nigeria's Director, National Issues and Social Welfare, Commodore Abimbola Ayuba, retired. Commodore Ayuba said that as a nation that prides itself on religious harmony and peaceful coexistence, CAN was deeply concerned by the recurrence of provocative messages on religious holidays. The statement reads in part, "This year, the public institution, which should be the bastion of exemplary conduct, has been implicated in disseminating content that is widely regarded as offensive and derogatory to the Christian faith." And now this has actually solicited all kinds of responses. All sorts of responses. It's gone to places you didn't want it to go and back, which has made the FIRS come out to say, well, we're sorry. It was just a joke. We're just trying to, you know, do something fun. What are your thoughts, really? I have no questions. And finally, let's take it to the National Assembly, because something that happened at the Murtala Mohammed International Airport, the domestic wing, has gotten to the floor of the National Assembly. Oh, how do I know this? Well, apparently, the House of Representatives has summoned a firm, which is, of course, the KFC, over its discrimination against Ogun, ex-governor's son. I wonder if I can just say Mary Ann Okun or an unknown, instead of saying Ogun, governor's son. But it's there for emphasis reasons. The House of Representatives Committee on Disability Matters has summoned the management of Kentucky Fried Chicken for allegedly discriminating against a person living with disability, Adebola Daniel. The chairman of the committee, Dr. Bashiru Dawodu, during a media briefing held at the National Assembly, said the committee is duty-bound to investigate the issue on other related matters. Now, Dawodu, representing Oshodi Isolo Federal Constituency in Lagos, said he had reached out to the management of KFC to explain its own side of the issue. He says the case of Adebola Daniel is one of millions of other underreported or unreported cases, such abuses and injustices against people and disabilities. I mean, I'm thinking that the Lagos State government handled this issue, and then, of course, they would do whatever the law says, because there is a law, and that's what they did. They acted in accordance to that law. But I don't know. The big question is, should the National Assembly be involved in this matter? Are they, in fact, is it necessary for them to wade into the matter? Could they have paid a blind eye if it was not Mr. Dbenga Daniel's son? Or, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. Yes, yes, yes. It's a great thing. But there are laws already. Can justice just take its course? Now that we've gotten the attention of the Lagos State government, and they have been shut down until they do the necessary. And of course, somebody has to do the time also for breaking that law. But summoning them to the National Assembly, sorry, what does it do? I'm just curious. 0201465-7190, 0201465-7190, that's the number for you to call. We're live facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. You can send me a WhatsApp message. I would love to hear from you. If you do not have the numbers to call, let me just do you the honors so that you can be part of the conversation via WhatsApp, so that you don't say, I don't have your number. How do I send this message? Don't worry. We're going to help you out. Okay? We're going to help you out. Just send a message to us. Now, if you're listening to us via Skype, please feel free to join the conversation via Skype. Rather, if you're listening to us on our mobile app and you're joining the conversation from outside of the country, join the conversation via Skype on Nigeria Info FM. On WhatsApp, it's 0809597805. That's 0809597805. We'd like to hear from you. I'm going to start with the phone lines. Don't forget, you've got 60 seconds. Go straight to the point and make it. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hi, Marianne.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Remy.
Hi, Remy.
Yeah. Subsidy on fuel was removed the same day Tinubu came in. 11 months down the line, we are away.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah. 11 months down the line, we are away. How has that affected the economy? The answer is it has affected it badly. Because the moment you subsidize fuel or electricity, in that way you are subsidizing production as well. But the moment you remove subsidy, just as they are about to remove from that of electricity, it's going to affect product of things. There is no way. So are they trying to make things harder for people who they've already made things hard for? Because I don't know what this government is all about. Is it after all? They removed that of education. They promised to bring in student loan.
Well, they're telling you that subsidizing is costing them more, and they're saying, look, it's time to reduce
that. It costs everywhere in the world. Do you know how many billions of dollars the Chinese, the Americans are spending to subsidize things? How can you compete with them if you're empty production? How can you...
Oh, Remy, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but thank you very much for calling. Igwe is calling us from Victoria Island. Hello, Igwe. Good afternoon. What's your name? Wait, sorry. Just go ahead. Hey, Machant Man.
The only palliative baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
If you look at what is actually going on, just like Remy was making the final submission before the line went off, you begin to imagine if it's a mistake to be born in Nigeria or for you to see yourself as a Nigerian. Okay, they want to remove a subsidy on electricity. What can somebody beat his or her chest and say, this is the reason I supposed to say I'm a Nigerian. I'm proud of being a Nigerian. What offense have we committed? What offense have we committed as a people? Okay, the more we have been paying, we've not been seeing any light. Now, what will happen when we won't see any light again? What is the offense of Nigerians to these people? What offense have we committed to be born into this place as a people? It is very, sometimes I would want to stay off the radio, but I will be uninformed. Because the more you get uninformed, you will be deformed. So the more I get informed, the more I get deformed. What kind of country is this? Why are there suffering us, Marianne? What kind of life are we living in this age? I don't know the choice of words I will use now to begin to go after my head. But God in heaven, who supersedes and overtakes, supervises over the affairs of men, will pay these people according to their coins. Thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling. Emmanuel is on the phone. Hello, Emmanuel. Where are you calling us from?
Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon.
I'm on the line from Ekwe.
All right, Emmanuel, go ahead, please.
For the Dangote refinery, I think it's a good one, you know, for the fact that they've started producing diesel now. And that is, if it's not audio diesel, you know, because it's going to do something about our exchange rates, at least.
How is it audio? Like, it's already selling now. Have a little faith. Come on.
Everything Nigeria. You need to be very careful.
They have really done a number on us, so we're not able to believe anything.
You need to be very careful before you sink it into your brain.
Now, so wow.
If it turns out that it is audio, you will faint. If we do something about this sourcing for dollar, you know, at least we import diesel. And I pray for that May, you know, it comes that they start producing fuel, you know. Yes, it will be in the equivalent of dollar, but I don't think the government will be sourcing for dollar, you know, to pay Dangote. Because it will be unfair to us, because at least he's going to pay his staff in Naira, many of his staff, except maybe if he has...
He does have expatriates also working for him.
That is why I say except if he has an expatriate.
Okay.
You know, he's a good one. It's a good development. And then for Khan and this thing,
quickly.
If Khan, they owe tax, may they pay, you know, because I know what pastors, you know, do. I am not a religious extremist. So our religious institution, if the laws say they should pay tax, they should pay irrespective of time, you know.
I don't think you got the message. I don't think the FIRS was asking churches to pay taxes. They were they were targeting members of the public. They were saying, as you celebrate, make sure that you don't forget to pay your taxes, even though Jesus paid it all. But it's a bit, you know, people found it insensitive because, you know, you wouldn't do that if you were celebrating Eid al-Fitr. You'd not say something ridiculous, you know, because they're saying...
I'm not a religious. I don't want to look...
I know. I'm just saying that's the position of Khan. They're saying, why would you have to do that? I mean, you wouldn't do it on another holiday, so why would you do that to
us? They shouldn't target government institutions, you know, because of the time or whatever.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Maria, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Robert. I'm calling you from my papa in Lagos State, Nigeria.
All right, go ahead.
There's no doubt that this government came on board, not just Tinubu government, APC came on board to rule Nigeria, to punish us.
What do you mean by that?
I will tell you what I mean. We survived. We were crying when Buhari was ruling this country. Now things were very hard. When Tinubu came in, he removed subsidy and the hardship is untold. And now you want to remove a tariff on electricity. And this electricity we are talking about, sir. How many times have the grid collapsed? We cannot count it. How many times?
Let's not go there.
I cannot even say there's epileptic power supply. There's no power supply at all. And you say you are removed, which means somebody that is using estimated billing will be paid up to 50,000 naira per month. And how much is the minimum wage? Is that not hardship when people cannot eat? A bag of how much? So this government, this present government, Nigeria is not America. Even in America, I have friends there. They subsidize. America is richer than Nigeria more than 100 times. Why is this man making it so difficult, punish us? Is it a mistake that people voted for him, for God's sake? He was also in our position before he became president.
Okay.
He was he born a governor.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's not begin to make it that personal, okay? Well, I promised that I was going to give you some figures from the subsidy over 10 years that our government claimed to have been subsidizing electricity. Yes. Shall I start? In 2015, government reportedly spent 225 billion naira to subsidize electricity. Did you have light in 2015? I'm just curious. And how good was it? 2016, government, the federal government of Nigeria, subsidized electricity with 308 billion naira. How was your light in 2016? Do you even remember? In 2017, that's Jonathan has left by then. Yes, so it's now Buhari. The Buhari administration subsidized electricity with 351 billion naira. Yeah. In 2018, the Buhari administration, again, subsidized electricity with 440 billion naira. Shall I continue? In 2019, the Buhari administration subsidized electricity with 528 billion naira. In 2020, it dropped by about 27 billion. And so we got, let me see. By 2020, what we got was, I'm so sorry, getting some obstruction. Okay, so by 2020 was 501 billion naira. By 2021, it dropped again. This time, they subsidized with 251 billion naira. In 2022, the Buhari administration subsidized electricity with 144 billion naira. You don't drop again. And in 2023, just before they handed over power, and even after, it went back up. This time, we subsidized electricity with 645 billion naira. For those of you who are mathematicians, I hope you're taking notes and doing the calculation. Now, between January and February of 2024, the Tinubu administration subsidized electricity, wait for it, with 2 trillion naira. Let's talk Lagos. 0201-465-7190. Join the conversation. 0201-465-7190. If you're listening to us from outside of the country, you want to be part of the conversation, join us via Skype or Nigeria Info FM. Yes, call us. And you can join the conversation on YouTube. We're live on Facebook. We're live. Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube or Nigeria Info FM. Post your comments on the live feed. I want to hear your thoughts on this electricity crisis. We're going to be talking about it also on the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to bring an expert economist to come and talk to us about how this is all going to play out, especially when we're in the midst of or in the thick of a cost of living crisis. How are we even going to begin to address this issue? Where do we even start from? And where are we even going in the first instance? Join the conversation, Lagos. Hello.
Marianne.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Engineer Christian Ogozelua from Ejibo.
Go ahead.
Marianne, I want to talk about this. Let me start with this Gbenga Daniel's son or daughter that has issues.
Son.
Had it been that it is the son of a nobody or the daughter of a nobody like me, would the National Assembly, that's the legislature, would they have even remember that somebody like me and other Nigerians, hundreds of millions of Nigerians who are commoners, that such thing happened to their son or their daughter. Simply because it is them, or simply because it is them, they are now taking that issue up to the National Assembly. If people start recounting to you what they have faced in this nation because of their disability, because they are the son and daughters of commoners.
But is it not? But is it not a good thing that, you know, it happened to this person, and now maybe for some reason of clout, it's, you know, people are
So what I want to ask: must it happen to the son of a rich man before the world got to know about it? That's just by the way. Now on the can issue. Who is even the boss of this FIRS? I want to. Is he a Christian or a Muslim? Is what the MM.
It's not even his. I mean, anybody. It's like Nigerian for posting something that's insensitive on social media. You can't blame my CEO because he's not looking at social media. He didn't tell the person who to post.
Your seconds for me to land.
No. I'm just making a case for the CEO because you are dragging the person inside this matter.
What did Deborah do in Sokoto that she wants lynched? Do you know that if this thing was targeted at a Muslim faith, they will call it blasphemy against Muhammad, and the nation will be on fire by now? Do you know it? What did Deborah do that she was lynched in school? This is the cost of Muslim tickets, and we are reaping the fruit of it.
I'm going to let you go. You're mixing. See, I'm sorry. You're going to different directions. What does Muslim ticket have to do with the fact that somebody posted an insensitive and ill-timed message on social media? What does it have to do with that? Yeah, I understand if it was done in, during a Salah holiday, it could have caused a problem. Yes, that's why Khan is making an issue out of it. But when you start saying is the result of Muslim Oga, please. You're comparing, apples with oranges. It doesn't even make sense. Hello.
Hello, Miriam. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Olumuyiwa. I'm calling from Aja.
Go ahead.
When you say the government pay billions upon billions on electricity, paying for who? Are they paying for me?
They're subsidizing for your electricity now. What are you saying?
Paying for me?
Yes.
After we have contributed money to get a transformer, get a pole, get a wire, and see.
They're still subsidizing. Yes,
they should stop paying for me. They're stopping now.
That's why they want to increase it by 300%.
I use light for past 2 years. I've not used light. I want my generator every.
You're only
days.
One person, sir. You are one person.
I want my generator after four days. I pump my machine. I blend my pepper. I want my freezer. Then I off it again. I don't use life for past 22 years ago. So are they paying for me?
Mm.
So let me just say two things before you take my time off. One, if government can suddenly wake up when something happens to them, then we Nigeria, we have not done anything that will make them to wake up for us. They are not waking up for us because we are not making them to wake up for us. Then, in conclusion, I think we decide the government that we have. And now that we still love the government that we have, let's continue.
Okay. All right, Olumiwa, thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. I'm going to come to social media. Give me a break. Hello.
Oh, Mommy. I will
be ending your call. Are you playing with me?
Sorry. This is Pastor Ladipo.
Go ahead.
From Orile Gomo. You know why I'm laughing now?
Why?
This is what we are enjoying in Lagos under this party. Double taxation. Tell me one thing Lagos State benefits since that time. Now, thank God, the whole federal will be enjoying it. Maybe they've removed subsidy on the... They want to remove on electricity. Let all of us now enjoy the things we have been enjoying in Lagos. How they are just squeezing the common man. Squeezing us. They are not even subsidizing for health, too. They have removed that of education. Now they are removing that of electricity. If at all, they are even subsidizing anything. That is by the way. See, this FRIC something, this is not the first time they have been doing it. They do it every time. Go and check the records. If somebody is deliberately behind this thing, apart from the fact that they complained, is it not something happened in some Iraq, Abi Iran, and caused riot in the northern part of this state? Let people be sensitive. Everywhere is not as easy as it is now. Let people be sensitive.
All right.
Somebody cannot just wake up and post something.
Okay.
And he tell us it's an error. And they have done it before.
Okay.
Go and check. It has been done before.
Okay. All right.
Thank you and God bless you.
All right. So it means that the FIRS has a thing about Easter. Is that what you're insinuating? That they just hate Christians? or the guy that's handling social media, the FIRS, is probably anti-Christian. But I mean, I was trying to make a case that earlier on, for example, there are different departments under, you know, companies. For example, my CEO is not going to be breathing down the neck of the guy who's on social media for every post that he puts together. But there's somebody who oversees that department that makes sure that before anything is posted, it's vetted. So, yes, of course, as much as you'd want to say, oh, the guy posted something and they knew about it, blah, blah, blah. It's true. Somebody must have okayed the tweet by saying it's a good idea. Ah, it's funny. Is it funny now? I'm just wondering. Anyway, let's go to social media. I'd like to read from you. Go to Facebook. We're live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. Also on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. We'll have a live feed up there. Post your comments. We would love to hear from you. Let me read some of your comments as they're coming in on WhatsApp. And then, of course, I'll jump to Twitter and Facebook. Someone says, can we stop carrying news around petroleum and amplifying as we tie the lines in that industry? Sam, what exactly are you talking about? Anyway, someone here says, how's your mental health? Because I can't vouch for mine. What's PHCN really saying? Do you know that tariff has increased over 2 times before this general announcement of another increase? This is so wrong. Honestly, let's bet. Let's bet it. This decrease in diesel would be increased in a couple of days. Check out what happened to gas before it skyrocketed. I beg. This is Nigeria. I mean, it's a bully. Ha! It's the level of distrust. Let me use big grammar. It's the trust deficit that we have between us and the government. Everything they say to us comes to, you know. We take it with a pinch of salt and a little bit of lime. It's shocking. But again, can you blame the average Nigerian for being this skeptical or overly skeptical when the government says anything? Because maybe they really messed up with our psyche. They messed with it so bad that we just be like, yeah, whatever. But then when they tell us these things, maybe we should probe it. Let's not just wave it and think, I beg, leave these people. Anyway, thank you, Mrs. Oboli, for your message. This one says, Prince from Abuja, a government that subsidizes unproductive Hajj pilgrimage. Oh, love you for bringing this one up. Is cutting off subsidy on electricity for its citizens. This APC government came to strangle Nigerians to death. Okay. I love that you brought Hajj. And then, of course, don't forget the Christian pilgrimage, because they subsidize all this. I'm sorry to use this word, but it's nonsensical. When you cannot provide the basics for your people, you're spending money to send people to go and do pilgrimage. Something that's personal. You're spending state funds for pilgrimage. You're not spending it to send students abroad to learn skills and come back and better the loss of the country. You're sending them to go and do prayer. Ah, it shows where our priorities are as a country. And maybe we're not ready to get to where everyone's going anytime soon. And I've talked about this pilgrimage thing over and over again, and I would love to continue to sound like a broken record. It is very nonsensical, I repeat, to all governments across the Federation to subsidize or even put down monies for people to go to Hajj or go to Christian pilgrimage in Israel. It's nonsense. But then the basics of life, you cannot subsidize it for your people. You're not subsidizing education. You don't even care about it. You've just dumped it somewhere and left the lecturers there to just let them be doing anyhow. You're not subsidizing health. Our health posts have all disappeared. Even the health centers are in a total disarray. The doctors are running away and you're telling them not to go. What are they staying to do? Have you provided the things that they need to work? The basics, as much as a needle and a cotton wool. My mother was sick for years. Every time we went to the hospital, we bought everything down to scissors and gloves. You're not subsidizing it. Okay, the little electricity that you could have subsidized, mba. Okay, petrol, mba. But governors, I saw the amount of monies that governors were putting aside for pilgrimages. Are we not thinking backwards? Or maybe I'm crazy. Anyway, someone here says, if the government can make sure that there is stable electricity, get every house metered. I don't think Nigerians will have any problem with electricity tariff increase. On the FIRS, on necessary advert about paying tax, I bet CAN is reacting because they knew that the FIRS wouldn't dare to do it with another religion. Obinna in Tel Aviv, thank you. This one says, FIRS agent is an agent of Antichrist. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I had to laugh. Who wants to ridicule the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? It may be because the message of Jesus Christ began against tax collectors in the Bible. Joel in a Judy Beggar. Okay. This one's, someone says, Dr. Majid asked, what government will give us now that they're increasing electricity tariff? Well, as a Nigerian used to these shenanigans, the government spokesperson will go all over the place and try to convince us that only 30% of Nigerians have fridges while the rest need lights for just bulbs to charge their phones. Then they'll award one humongous contract to their cronies to supply and share rechargeable light bulbs and power banks. Emeka from Karu. Thank you, Emeka. Oh my God. This one says, what happened between the time the National Assembly asked the Minister of Power to suspend the subsidy on power? It's a ploy by the government, since the World Bank asked them to remove subsidy on electricity and petrol before they could consider their loan request. Adewale from Isolo. Another angle. This one says, look, let them continue to remove everything that concerns the common man, but one day Nigerian people will come back to their senses. Okay. All right. Boyerson from Afa Media. Thank you. Somebody says, fix the rickety power sector to begin with. The subsidy on electricity consumption in Nigeria is pointless when we have no electricity in our homes. As a nation that has failed to surpass 7,000 megawatts of power generation in over six decades of independence, we should feel a sense of embarrassment. Ibilade Ambo from Badagry sent us that message. This one says, the government subsidized corruption and inefficiency, not electricity. Larry from Magwira. Oh, I'm loving these comments. Oh my God. This one says, they had a chance to pass a bill to protect people, but they did not know they will be chasing clouds with this incident. Wonderful. Nigeria only works when powerful and mighty are affected. These make news just because he was Binga Daniel's son. Olusoga. Okay. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. From the figures you've read out, the federal government spends subsidizing electricity in Nigeria, I can only tell you that everything about this APC government is a fraud. Ken from Oron Shoki. This one says, when it comes to religion, we Nigerians fight for God, but when it's our right, we leave it to God. Christ paid tax and encouraged his disciples to do same. Can't you ask FIRS to give account of the taxes that they received? Okay, Tunde from Masakwa, let me educate you. There are certain institutions that don't pay taxes. Yeah, like religious organizations. Most of them don't necessarily pay taxes. So as much as you want to sound like you ate, I'm trying to be Gen Z right now. You didn't. Okay, this one says, on the first issue, there is nothing to show for trillions of naira subsidy for that the government claims to have paid on electricity. On the second issue, some persons keep getting away with sacrilege they perpetrate against Christians. If same messages were around the Prophet Muhammad, we know how many parts of the country will go up in flames and bloodshed. On the last issue, the National Assembly should stop all this grandstanding. Aren't there existing laws against discrimination? Why the committee again? Collins in Ikorodu. We must have committees now. I'm going to go to Facebook now to read some of the messages on Facebook Live. Don't forget, we're live on Facebook. I'd like to read your comments. Also on YouTube, post your comments on our YouTube feed. I would like to hear from you. On Facebook Live here, Rahim Kazim says, the boss of FIRS is even a Christian, Mr. Zakios Adideji. Abio. That's what I'm saying. But somebody has already called the person in charge of social media Antichrist. Wow, Nigerians, people don't have any chill. Be coming down, please. All right. Skype is open. All my Skype people, those who are listening from outside of the country, join the conversation on our big stories for today. All right. On Skype, we're Nigeria Info FM. Go ahead, join the conversation. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, this is Marianne Okon International.
Okay, worldwide safe.
Yeah, you watch it, so you have it. This is your Godwin calling from Nashorola, friend.
I didn't know I had my Godwin. My Godwin, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, baby. Thank you very much for the good work and Nigeria Info in general. Yes, let's go to the issue at hand. The increment of tariff by 300% under whatever mathematical calculation of only 40% or decisive mathematical calculation. Where is labor?
Gordon, I need you to turn off that radio, please.
It's okay. Where is labor? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Where is Nigerian Labor Congress that are supposed to fight the wrong perpetrated by our rulers in this country in recent years? Where is Nigerian Labor Congress? And why on earth Nigerians, ordinary Nigerians, that ordinary right, when APC came to government, it was 8,000 naira per bag. It's now 80-something to 90-something thousand naira per bag. The garri that was the commonest food for ordinary person in this country, garri now, a pint of garri is going to about 3,000 to 4,000 naira worth.
3,000 actually, I bought last week. A custard bucket is 3,000.
Then how much is a pint of rice today? How much is a pint of beans? Do even ordinary carrot, ginger, go to market. Then we are crying from nowhere, subsidy gone. And the consequence of subsidy gone, today it is something that no mouth can talk it to ordinary man.
Okay. All right. I have to let you go, John. Okay.
We have representatives that are not here, are not representing us, only for themselves and their family.
All right, I have to let you go because you've done 2 minutes. I always say, just try and get your thoughts together so we go straight to the point. 0200-02014657190. That's the number to call, 0201-465-7190. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Miriam.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name,
sir? Yes, this is from Afromedia.
Hey,
you read my message. I knew you were going to cut my message.
Yes, of course. And you cannot say it on the radio.
But all the same, no wala.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth remains that, are you with me?
I'm listening.
The truth remains that until our people are ready to say enough of all this nonsense. It is buttoned hard on us. Yet the people still have the temerity. The so-called government, they still have the temerity to announce it and that they will remove it, they will remove that. And we are watching. We are watching. The one they removed so far, we are still struggling. We will never come out of it up to now. And somebody is still telling us they want to remove this, they want to remove that. For God's sake, enough of this.
Okay.
Like I said, until we are ready.
All right. Thank you very much, Boyerson, for calling. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
My fine sister.
My other fine sister.
I walk you.
Walk the walk.
Without God.
Mm.
You are doing the work now, mm-hmm. and you are collecting salary because it's good. You are doing the right thing.
Mm.
Not those who are not doing work, they are collecting, over-collecting self. Instead of you people to collect enough, they are the one collecting it, doing nothing, sleeping, collecting allowance. See, might tell you, this NEPA issue is too much. It's too much. I don't know what we can even do. But I know that if we agree, things will change. Not that one person will be saying this one, another person will be saying this one. It's not good for a country. We all go to the same market. And these people, you know what the worst is? They are not paying electricity. These people that are ruling us, so they are just
they pay. Now, how can you say that? Every house has a meter. What are you saying? They pay.
What are are you saying now?
No, no, no. They pay. Like no. That's misinformation. No.
Your president, they pay me, sir.
He doesn't have to pay from his pocket directly, but the state house has meters, and of course they're connected to the national grid.
When they use how many million bills did they use?
Voila.
What are you talking? The city is too much. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I know they were mad and angry about, you know, how things are in the country. I mean, we're all feeling it. We're in it together, but then we can't also just, you know, throw caution to the wind and say they don't pay. They pay. Even government house, what they call that place, Alausa, they are connected to the grid. They have to pay. The governor doesn't have to count money from his pocket and say, go and pay NEPA bill. But you know that there is some subvention for it, if that's the word. So we can't just say that they don't pay because they are. No, they pay. Do you remember when they said they were going to go and disconnect to certain government house because they were owing? Yeah. But they have to pay because they have meters and they're connected to the grid, so they have to pay. All right? So let's not misinform one another on the radio, okay? Hello? All right, call me back when you're ready to talk. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Miriam. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How is it?
Work is good. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
You came from Inkotu.
Go ahead.
Those people you said they are paying, are they paying with their money or our tax money?
Well, I don't think that if you're president, they will tell you to bring money from your pocket to pay for light. It doesn't happen anywhere in the world, okay? So that's not a conversation.
We are paying with our personal money.
Ah, well. The money they use to pay the governor and the senators is taxpayers' money. It's our money. It's okay. But it doesn't mean that they're not deserving of it. If you sat there too, you would be paid. Yes.
For everything, the food they buy, they buy with their money. They budget for their food. All right, bye bye.
Okay. Oh, that's the point you wanted to make. I think they're pecs of certain offices, like the president of any country. Obama's money is not going to buy food in government house, except he moves back to his own house. Then he buys food for the Obama family. Do you understand what I mean? They're pecs that come with certain offices, like the president. Hello.
Action lady.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for the amount, you know, telling us how much they were paying on our behalf. Good one. You remember Professor Chinedu Nebo? Hello, Action Lady.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You remember Bath and Naji?
Yes.
Those guys were doing something on this, our energy, whatever. What happened? They framed some theories. I've sidelined them. I hear my brother from Godwin from Oshoro talking about labor. Labor, how many are the labor? They beat up Ajero the other day. How many people stood with Ajero? That was us Nigerians.
But I think the question he was asking is, does labor really fight for us or just their workers?
No, labor will fight for their workers. We are 200 million, Abi. Is that not what they told us?
Yeah, but is labor really representing the Nigerian people?
No, we. Other countries, we see the people now. Look at Kenya election the other day. Eh? Look at Senegal. They throw that guy into jail and people say, like, this is who we want. Is it their labor that fight for them? When I say this, our population at zero, people will not go agree with me. Eh? So let them keep on increasing. Anything they give to us, we absorb it. They don't push us to the wall. We are trying to drill the wall and bust out at the other side.
Okay.
I'm telling you, my sister.
All right.
We all are in for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris. Rapro Chuku is calling us. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon, Rapro.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Is that right? So for FIRS, I think Federal Inland Revenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them to put out that statement, Christian Association of Nigeria, I mean, is premature and childish.
No. It wasn't directed at CAN. CAN just saw the message as insensitive, especially because we were, you know, celebrating Easter. So now they have put out a proper statement apologizing for the post. That was done in Portage.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were directed to Christians.
No. Well, the tweet was directed to Christians as they celebrate Easter. Jesus paid your debt, but did not pay your taxes.
Yeah, they still have other better things to say than this.
Of course.
So congratulate Christians on their occasion. Then for Dangote, refinery, I don't know. Is this the way to go? It's good. Quite all right. It's good. But I can understand government own is 1.7 and their own is 1.2. Then more kudos to them. Let them give us full price. Let us know how much it is.
Mm.
Because I don't get it. Where government supposed to be cheaper than, corporate entity. And now corporate is even cheaper than government. What country are we running in? I'm stuck with all this. I don't like this kind of.
It's okay.
But
take it
kudos
easy.
Kudos to them anyway. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Apro. I'm going to take one quick call and then go back to social media before we wrap up this conversation. Osifo is calling us from Ikotun. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Peter Osifo. I'm calling from Abanoja in Ikotun.
We know.
Yeah, on electricity tariff, in my own opinion, whether they increase it or they reduce it, it doesn't matter to me at all. And I believe I'm also speaking on behalf of many Nigerians.
Really?
You see, what we need is much more power, electricity. If the tariff is reduced from 68 per kilowatt to 30 naira, and then there's no electricity, we have only about 2 hours supply of electricity per day. And if it is reduced, but if it is increased from that 68 to about 300 or even more, and we have 24 hours supply of electricity, many Nigerians would prefer that. The SMEs, these small, medium, indoor enterprises, will enjoy, and they'll be, the cost of living will be high. The industrialists will produce more, and there'll be much more production in Nigerian market.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
All right.
And there'll be employment.
All right.
So when there's no increase in electricity supply, then they're not making anything meaningful for us.
All right.
So that's my own opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sifa, for calling. I do appreciate it. I'm going to go now to read more of your messages that they're coming in now before we wrap things up. Uche from Songo here says, even Aso Rock just cleared up the Agbisi. I did mention that, didn't I? Abe says, Marianne, the government is still paying petroleum subsidy going by the current landing costs in the news, only that the amount is not as huge as before. They should stop deceiving us. These annual Easter adverts, errors or mistake is becoming a bit too much. Why should this be in the last 3 years? Is it because Christianity is a religion of peace and not an aggressive type? I don't know if there's any religion that's not a peaceful one. I don't know. And he says, the way to make Nigeria work in the area of paying with our nose is by first taxing the rich and their big properties and businesses and wealth. Okay. And said, Jesus not put a stop to the going. Okay, he said, Jesus did not put a stop to going to Jerusalem to seek God. Check your Bible. He said, you should be sought anywhere we are because he's everywhere. Oh, you're talking about going on that pilgrimage thing. I don't know why. If I want to go on a tourism expedition of sorts, why do I have to get the government to pay for me when the government is not paying for the most important things? I think they should scrap that whole Hajj and that whole going to Israel pilgrimage. It's nonsense. Yes. I'm saying it with my full chest. It's rubbish. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. Yes. Every single state. And any governor that continues to do it, we will show the governor the way out. Because it's nonsense. I'm looking for the least not insensitive word to use because I don't understand it. Make it make sense. Anyway, someone says, for God's sake, further increment in electricity tariff in this country again. Please, where is Nigeria Labour Congress in this evil, barbaric act? Calling from Lakwe. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, I've got to go for the news break. Yvonne Haifo is here with the business news. And right after that, we'll get into the glass ceiling to talk about women in business and the harassment.